This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 13th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm tonight, making it a pleasant evening for those out and about. Tel Aviv is experiencing gentle breezes, while Jerusalem remains calm and clear. In Haifa, expect clear skies. Now, here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, Justin the U.S. launched another wave of strikes in Iran, targeting its ability to attack commercial vessels. Also, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, the IDF hit a weapons site in Gaza, with six reported killed, including a young girl. Also this hour, Walla reports that the U.S. Army confirmed a new wave of attacks in Iran aimed at civilian shipping routes. Separately, from JNS, earlier today, Israel honored the 50th anniversary of Operation Yonatan, a landmark rescue mission. And finally, Axios reveals that Lindsey Graham is pushing for Saudi-Israel peace, seeing it as crucial for a broader post-war settlement. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East commentator, posted just minutes ago about tensions between Qatar and Iran, criticizing their complex relationships. The Times of Israel's Emmanuel Fabian wrote earlier today about Hezbollah's hidden tunnel systems used to launch Iranian arms, highlighting ongoing regional threats. Ynet Global reported that Staff Sergeant Ella Ram, whose father was killed in the Second Lebanon War, now continues his mission, demonstrating a personal legacy of resilience. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran. Israel Hayom reports that CENTCOM announced these operations aimed to curb Iran's threats to shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows heightened tensions in the region as the U.S. seeks to protect crucial maritime routes. The implications could affect global oil markets and regional stability. Turning to the IDF strike in Gaza, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF claims it targeted an arms factory where two Hamas operatives were killed. The death of a 9-year-old girl, however, raises concerns about civilian safety. As tensions rise, civilians in the area face increased uncertainty and danger. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army's recent actions, reported by Walla, continue efforts to dismantle Iran's capacity to threaten civilian vessels. This morning's attacks are part of a broader strategy to maintain security in vital international waters. The outcome may influence diplomatic relations in the Middle East. In earlier reporting, JNS shared that Israel commemorated Operation Yonatan's 50th anniversary. The operation is celebrated for its boldness and success in rescuing hostages. Israeli leaders emphasized its enduring influence on national policy. This event reinforces Israel's commitment to protecting its citizens abroad. Finally, Axios highlights Lindsey Graham's diplomatic efforts towards Saudi-Israel normalization. Graham views this as a pivotal step in a comprehensive peace process. Achieving such a deal could reshape alliances and foster new regional dynamics, impacting international relations significantly. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Palestinian businessman Nassar Nassar has filed lawsuits against Israel over trade and border restrictions. These constraints threaten to collapse Gaza's economy, which could escalate regional tensions. Separately, CTEC discusses the looming threat of quantum computers to blockchain security. As developers race to reinforce cryptographic defenses, the potential impact on Israel's tech sector could be profound. This urgency marks a significant shift in cybersecurity priorities. And finally, from Walla Business, the deficit has dropped to 3.3%, the lowest since 2023. A significant rise in tax collection has contributed to this reduction, reflecting a positive trend in Israel's fiscal health. This indicates an improved economic outlook for the country. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.